Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Magazine. My guest today is Casey Dean. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very fine, thank you. You are here to represent the absentee Shawnee tribe, and we're going to talk a little bit today about teenagers. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, there are several reasons for this. Number one has to do with a predisposition for sensitivity to alcohol by Native Americans. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And the name of your program, I looked at your website. This is really awesome. I love the way you guys are getting right out there and attacking this thing at the beginning as a way to talk to kids about how susceptible they are to alcohol.
That's right. Our program that I run, I actually work in the Little Axe Health Center, which is located in Norman off Highway 9.
Yeah.
But the program that I run is based inside of our behavioral health, and it's called MyDNA, which stands for My Drug Free Native America. So
we're going to talk in more detail about MyDNA in a little bit. But first of all, let's talk about Cody's Law, which is something that you are very, very passionate about. Tell me, first of all, what the law is.
Cody's Law is also known as the Social Host Law. It's a statewide law here in Oklahoma. The law was created to share responsibility for underage drinking on the person providing a location for a gathering. So adults and minors alike share responsibility in this law.
So, for example, if there is a party at my neighbor's house and there are a lot of underage kids there, then whoever's hosting the party can become responsible for any accidents that happen as a result of that alcohol intake.
Right. That's exactly right. And they're responsible, adults, minors alike, even if they're not present. So if it's their home, renting,
wow,
it can be their pasture. I mean, we are in a rural area out where our clinic sits at. We have a lot of that. So it can be somebody's property, a home, a place that's rented.
Somebody's land,
and they don't even have to be present, and they are still held accountable for the party if they're serving underage.
Woof.
Anybody under the age of 21. So
that is tough.
Yes.
And it's a good thing that it's tough because, as we know, the prefrontal cortex of all teenagers does not develop until they're age 25. That's one of the reasons for the laws regarding underage drinking in the first place, is they can't make good decisions.
Right.
So then when they become impaired by alcohol, those bad decisions become even more amplified.
Absolutely.
And we've all seen the results of that, and they are not good. And speaking of that, Cody, who is Cody?
Cody Greenhall was a 16-year-old student who died in 2004 at a party at a friend's home.
And this was as a result of his drinking.
Right. Correct? As a result of his drinking. And at the time of his death, there was no law in Oklahoma that forbade social hosting, basically, that forbade parties where underage drinking could occur. This law holds both adults and minors who host or provide a location for the gathering of drugs and alcohol liable.
So if my neighbor's son hosts a party and she's out of town,
she's still held responsible, and so is he. So, yes.
That, as a parent of a teenager, that just makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up because, as you know, controlling teenagers is near to impossible. It's a bit like herding cats.
Right. Governor Mary Fallon signed Cody's Law, a revised version of the Social Host Law, in 2011. So that's what brought in the partnership with Cody's Law with the Oklahoma Social Hosting Law. So
right. Your tribe specifically has really taken the reins to bring this to the forefront and to educate your teenagers and their parents.
Right.
To really stress to them how important it is to not only know the law, but to obey the law and to understand how specifically their predisposition to alcohol abuse is going to affect them in their lives.
Absolutely. Yes, we feel, the more we can promote awareness of this law, I kind of did a little bit of research into it prior to really deciding that this was a direction to go to promote. Not a lot of people are aware of our social host law. And again, it is statewide, so it does affect all of Oklahoma. With the spring and summer season approaching, graduation, prom, summer parties are really coming to the forefront. And so this is just one of the perfect opportunities for us to kind of get out there and help promote the awareness of this law and kind of help educate and, you know, share the knowledge that this is a law, it is illegal, it is dangerous. And, it's your responsibility to kind of be aware of your surroundings.
Well, it is also really important to talk to your teenagers and to say to them, okay, not only am I going to go to jail if
right.
you do this, but you're going to go to jail if you do this.
Right.
So you don't want a bunch of teenagers at your house drinking, whether you know about it or not. You need to make sure that your teenagers are aware of it as well.
That's right. Parents tend to awesomely mistake that, you know, hosting a party is safer because they know where their kids are at than, of course, their kids being out. But the reality of the situation is it's not safe for your child to drink alcohol or
their friends
right,
to drink alcohol
at any time. So.
That's very true. And in the specific case of Cody,
mm-hmm.
he was at a party in a place where the parents routinely hosted teenagers
right.
for drugs and alcohol, thinking that it would be a safer environment
right.
for them.
A controlled environment.
Like, as example, well, they're going to do it anyway, so I might as well keep an eye on them. That is not okay.
Right. That's exactly right.
And the Absentee Shawnee Tribe, as I said before, has a special interest in this.
Working with our teenagers, we're trying to promote, you know, a healthy lifestyle, a drug-free and alcohol-free healthy lifestyle. And so through this, partnered with law enforcement, we are, you know, we do have a working relationship with our AST police department as well as our surrounding departments on many different things. But this is just another way that we can help them, like,
right.
promote and enforce the law. And we're encouraging, you know, our parents to support our law enforcement as they enforce these laws. So
correct. And this does not only affect the tribe.
No, it affects our whole communities. So
it does. It's really awesome that you are out here doing this work and getting the word out and talking to people so that we can then turn around and speak to our teenagers and to our neighbors about this social host law, because this is a huge deal. I knew about the law.
Right.
I did know about the law.
Awesome.
But I didn't realize the extent
right.
to which you could be prosecuted.
Absolutely. First-time violations of up to $500 fine, and that's just a misdemeanor. A repeated offender convicted can be charged with a felony, and as well up to $2,500 in fines. And if bodily harm or death occurs, you can be sentenced to jail time. So,
oof.
Yeah.
And you don't want that anyway. You
no.
don't want harm to your teenagers.
Right.
You don't want harm to their friends. And sometimes being an adult is standing up and saying, okay, this is not acceptable behavior and there's a reason why.
Right.
There's a reason why we have a drinking age.
Right. Absolutely.
And to explain that to your kids and to really be firm about it so that they understand mm-hmm. and their friends understand. And hopefully that message will get through.
Absolutely. Make your expectations clear to your children. So
very true. Now, let's also touch a little bit more, now that we've talked about Cody's Law, let's talk about the Absentee Shawnee Tribe's efforts. Specifically,
mm-hmm.
your website, the way it's set up, is really awesome.
Thank you. We recently have rolled out a media campaign. Teenagers are on social media. Mm-hmm. We did some research to that, too, lots of data collecting. And what we found is teenagers are, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those things. Some of them I probably don't even know what they are.
Snapchat.
Exactly. That's one of them. And so we created a campaign. It's the MyDNA, www.mydna.rocks is our website. It is live. We also have a Facebook page set up, which is the same, MyDNA Rocks, really to try to get our teens engaged in the community. And our focus is Native American teenagers, but it's also community. So it's any
right.
teenager. And
right.
I don't care where they're from. They can be from Texas. If they want to come and be active on our page, our Facebook page, we're asking them. Basically, our campaign is hashtag unfollow the crowd. So,
which is a great message to send out.
Right. How do you step out and unfollow the crowd? You know, teens, not all teens are drinking. Not all teens do drugs. And they all have their reasons and what they're doing. And some, you know, and so we're asking them to shoot us a picture with their hashtag unfollow the crowd of what they're doing. It could be hunting or fishing or basketball. They could be, you know, playing in the band. It could be anything. Just how they promote a healthy lifestyle for themselves and their siblings. And so, and
sweet.
Just also in the process, educating a little bit and sharing some of our data and just kind of spreading the word, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and truthfully, Native Americans are not the only ones with a predisposition to difficulties with alcohol and drugs. It happens in all families and all areas of our lives.
Absolutely.
And sometimes it's not approached in that way. And I think maybe it should be, because it is science.
Right. Yeah, kind of one of the things I always say is there's no discrimination. I really focus on underage drinking and prescription drug abuse and misuse because that's, you know, we're really high in numbers for all of Oklahoma in that right now. And there's no discrimination. It can affect anybody and at any time at any age, even with, you know, fetal alcohol syndrome. I mean, that's a big problem we have.
Which
as well,
then affects the child for their whole life.
Exactly. So, you know, we're really just trying to really promote a good, healthy lifestyle, health and awareness, and promote the positive side. You know, like I said, again, the numbers show, like, not all teens are out drinking and not all teens are out, you know, taking and doing drugs. And so we really want to highlight those kids that aren't. And we have lots of giveaways, T-shirts, cool stuff like swag items, you know, and
everybody
we run
needs
events.
Some swag. That's right.
Absolutely. So we also run big events for the community. It's open to anybody. And, you know, we just try to get the community engaged and really get some.
Plus, I love the way you're approaching this. And I bet that as a teenager, you would be an awesome person to talk to. And if they would like to talk to you in person, where would they contact you?
I do work out at the Little Axe Health Center.
Little Axe Health Center. Okay, located. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Right, yeah. And that's just off of Highway 9. So we're in Norman City Limits. It's just Little Axe is kind of that community out there.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful facility. And then you can also contact me through the website. There's a place that you can go and put your information in, and it shoots directly to me, actually, as well as Facebook. Our Facebook page is also ran by me. So, yeah.
Well, I have been educated today in ways that I really appreciate because I am the mother of a teenager. And I think I speak for everyone when I say the social host law needs to have more attention.
I agree. Yes.
It has been wonderful talking with you today, Casey Dean, from the Absentee Shawnee Tribe. Thank you for all the work that you're doing in our community and opening your arms.
Yeah.
To everyone, tribe or no tribe,
absolutely.
We are a community, mm-hmm. and we need to do something about underage drinking, and this is a place to start.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So. One more time on the website so that people can hop on there and check it out.
Okay, so our MyDNA website is www.mydna.rocks, and then we have our MyDNA Rocks Facebook page, as well as the Social Host Oklahoma Facebook page that you guys can all go check out. So.
Sweet. Thank you for joining me today on Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thank you for having me.